Sophia Zingali. We were talking off camera, and she said that she is the best racing under saddle.
Oh, so false. Don't say that.
A lot of smack talk going on.
You're going to get me in trouble.
You shouldn't be saying those things, is what I'm saying. We got the, what is it, the RUS Mid-Atlantic,
yep.
Right? That's the one circuit down there, and then we have RUS New York.
Yep.
So, set the record straight. Is this a better program? Is this full of better riders? Is RUS New York garbage? Because that's all the things she was saying off camera.
No.
And I'm bringing it to the camera because it needs to be known.
I mean, they're different. I prefer RUS Mid-Atlantic.
Because it's better.
It's not that it's okay. better. Okay, it's not enough. That it's better.
Okay. Is there any, are you guys trying to get, I mean, I'm sure you've raced in RUS New York. They come down here.
I haven't. This is my first year racing. I've only done two races, okay. So I'm not the best.
How many have you won?
One.
One out of two. It's not bad. One out of two. It's not bad. Was it your own horse?
It's one that I train.
Okay. So yep. It's your own horse.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, you may not own it, right?
But yeah.
It's a horse you train. How hard was it to train the horse to race under saddle?
Oh, he's a real pain in the butt.
He is.
Yeah, he.
In general, or with
oh, the... in general, okay. Yeah. He's definitely a problem child, which is why we did RUS with him, kind of help his mind a little bit.
Riding is just generally better for horses.
No, it's not better.
It's not better. No, I'm not.
It's just something different. Else for them to do. Right. Yeah, it takes their mind off of it.
I found that a lot of the horses that do well in the program are horses that people have had trouble training with. So,
yeah,
it, I mean, this
definitely
is one of the,
helps them.
This is one of the ways that you can, it's like an extended career or an alternate option. And then when they go back to a regular race, a lot of times they're better, right?
Yeah.
Like maybe not faster, but.
No, but definitely their mind is right. The one that I won here on, he actually had a really bad race. He ran the entire mile.
Okay.
So I actually put him in the under saddle race, not because I wanted to, but because I thought it would help him.
Sure.
And he's actually in Tuesday, so we'll see
regular
if it
race
helps
or...
him out. Yep.
Okay. So yeah, this is it's the ultimate test. Are you driving him or no?
Oh no.
Are you gonna drive too or just
no,
train?
No, they don't want me out there.
They don't want you out there.
No.
Why? A little too aggressive and.
Yeah, I've got a big mouth. I should stay in here.
Okay, so you would be smack talking the drivers.
Oh, of course.
Just like she's doing off camera about all the lady riders. Yeah.
No, definitely not.
What do you like doing better, racing or training? Because you're starting to do that as well, right?
I started training in May. I got my trainer's license. I've got 12 horses now, and I love it. It's so much fun. But the adrenaline rush of RUS is a blast.
Right.
I really do like
I mean, honestly, do you think that you could transition to actually regular driving? You're young. How old are you?
22,
yeah. So, I mean, you're still a little crazy, young, crazy, where it's okay to go out there and race, right? Is that something you will try eventually?
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. I have my qualifying license.
Right.
So we'll see.
Have you, I mean, I'm, you know, training, I'm I, like, have you gone qualifying races or fast times yet?
No. I mean, training, yeah, but not, I haven't qualified anything.
So
I don't know if I can do it out there.
You know, is it a nerves thing because you went out there and raced?
Yeah, but I've ridden horses my entire life. I've only been doing the racehorse stuff for like 2 years.
So it's a different feel.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. What about, have you done like thoroughbred, any of that? So that was your first kind of race.
Oh, then. Yeah.
So now you got a taste for it.
Yeah.
So what winning percentage will you be satisfied with? Is it 50%? Is it 75%? You feel like you can...
For
RUS, you think, do you feel it?
Oh, I'm super competitive. I want to win them all.
So you will continue to crush all of the RUS ladies?
If I can.
What about France, Europe? Are you...
I'm not much for traveling.
She was calling them out, saying, bring them over. I'll go over and Monty race over there. It's
we actually want to talk to, like, Canada about possibly doing something with RUS Mid-Atlantic, doing, like, a series or
the best thing about
that
you can go up there, crush them, and then they will apologize for losing. That's what they will do. So is there a goal for how many horses you're going to 12 is a lot.
I'm trying to bring it down right now. Okay, 12 is a lot.
So you
myself.
Went a little crazy horse lady, right?
I went. I couldn't say no. I have a problem.
Okay, so and
horse collector.
Right, horse collector. So is this one gonna win?
I hope so. He's got a shot. He's usually first or second for me.
So if I ask you if you're in a race, a racing under saddle, and I say you're gonna win, you're gonna say yeah. But if you're training, you're like, yeah, maybe. As long as they do good, is that pretty much it?
Well, I mean, yeah. Get checks for
it's
me.
It's what? No, it's Ricky Bobby all the way.
I like that idea.
If you ain't first, you're last. All right. So Sophia Zingali, nice Italian. Is that Italian?
Yeah.
Yeah. Nice Italian name. Who's this?
This is Jack's After Hours.
Jack's After. You better win. Or, well, it doesn't matter. If you lose, then you're going to go racing under saddle, and then you're going to have to win. All right. Thanks, Sophia.
Yeah, no problem.